the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine. And
welcome, folks.
Can survive. Country folks can
You're
survive.
Tuned into the Trump phenomenon. Here on RBN. Coming to you from RBN's Bricks and Mortars headquarters in Round Rock, Texas. And I just got a note from the engineer to make sure I keep announcing that RBN is, in fact, in Round Rock, Texas, and not actually Austin. With me, Paul Fromm, up there in Canada, or down there from where I am right now in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And I am up here in North Dakota, near the Canadian border with Manitoba. And wherever you are out there, be happy to have you get a call into the show tonight at 800-313-9443 here on August 9th, 2018, here in the second year of the Trump phenomenon itself, the Trump presidency. We're in the third year of our Trump phenomenon program and in the 10th year of hosting radio here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. And, well, where should we begin tonight? I like what I think a good starting point is this one. You know, we've talked an awful lot about the main effort waged by the left to destroy the Trump presidency, and that has been the fake Mueller investigation. And the Donald Trump speaks to this issue today. Let's see how Breitbart has covered it. President Donald Trump continued criticizing the Russian investigation, the Russia investigation, led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, suggesting today, that the investigators could be fired. And of course, he does have that power. He can fire all of them. And he's most famous for saying, "You're fired." And I think it would be very appropriate for him to say that to each and every one of these attack dogs on the Mueller witch hunt. And then here is a tweet from Donald Trump. He tweets today, "Phony dossier, FISA disgrace. And so many lying and dishonest people already fired," Trump writes today on Twitter. 17 angry Democrats. Stay tuned. Trump continued his criticism of the investigation while on vacation at his club at Bedminster, New Jersey. Here's another quote, what he said today at Bedminster. "This is an illegally brought, rigged witch hunt run by people who are totally corrupt and or conflicted. It was started and paid for by Crooked Hillary and the Democrats." And then earlier today, our president quoted Graham Ledger of One America News.
Hello.
And the quote there is, "There has been no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump or the campaign was involved in any kind of collusion to fix the 2016 election. In fact, the evidence is the opposite, that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats colluded with the Russians to fix the 2016 election," unquote. And then just further in the coverage at Breitbart, they say Trump made his remarks after his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, warned that more was coming to light about the partisan investigation. And here's what Giuliani said today. The reality is, the real story is not that the case isn't going to fizzle, Giuliani said in this interview with Sean Hannity. It's going to blow up on them. The real question is what we talked about before. There's a lot more to what they did that nobody knows about yet. So it's a little bit obscure there, the way Giuliani expresses it. But what he's saying is, you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. What we're finding out about what Mueller and his witch hunters have done is getting worse and worse for them. And then going down a little further, that's that story. We'll take it to Donald Trump's tweets today. His most recent tweet is just 2 hours ago. And on the same subject, he quotes Jenna Ellis, who said, FBI, and of course we're getting into Twitter speak now because of the limit on number of characters that you can put in a tweet. People are omitting articles and punctuation and all sorts of things. So it's kind of a Twitter speak here that's a little bit, you have to fill in the missing grammatical elements. Jenna Ellis said, FBI thought they wouldn't get caught because they thought that Hillary was going to win. There is overt bias, and that depends on whether you are Democrat or Republican, a double standard that needs to stop. And that's the latest tweet 2 hours ago from Donald Trump. So this is very much on his mind, and he is contemplating ending the Mueller farce. It's not a farce. That's the wrong word for it. The Mueller effort to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump.
Or what he sometimes calls it, a witch hunt. And it is. It's a hysteria. They want to destroy all in front of them. And
yes.
Anything to weaken Donald Trump or to take up his time. And listening to my favorite source of poison, CNN, and reading between the lines, what I think it's very important for the Republicans to retain the House, because I think the Democrats' plan is to impeach Donald Trump. And I don't know if they would have the votes to, but if they did, that would be their plan to impeach him. Now, as long as the Republicans control the Senate, they would not succeed in actually impeaching him. But what it would do is it would take up so much of his time fighting this sort of thing. It would weaken his, there's only 24 hours in a day, even for a man with his stamina. And that's the name of the game, to try to wreck things.
Yes. And if that is a winning plan for the Democrats, if they can pull it off. We're here and you're there, folks, to see that they don't pull it off. But if they can tread water, if they can muddy the water, if they can confuse things, weeks, months, then years go by. And this opportunity, this window of 8 years of a Trump presidency is soon gone. And then the Democrats figure, well, we've had 8 years of immigration, 8 more years of white folks dying faster than they're being born, and 8 years of a continued flood of our voters. And then the opportunity, as Trump says, I'm your last chance. The opportunity is gone. And what we need, of course, is what Viktor Orban has achieved in Hungary, which is a supermajority, where Orban controls the Hungarian legislature. He controls the Hungarian court system. He controls the executive branch, and he controls it by large margins. What it means is that Orban and the patriots in Hungary can get their program enacted, and they can get it moving. And that's exactly what they're doing in Hungary. That's what we're all about. That's what we need to do here in the U.S. And that's why, as Paul says, the 2018 Congressional and Senate elections, they are very, very important. We've got to get Trump off of this hair-thin 51-49 Senate majority. We've got to get him away from this Republican putative, you have to say putative, majority in the House, because the Speaker, the leader of the House, isn't really a supporter of Donald Trump. Paul Ryan, no friend of Donald Trump's. Fortunately, Ryan is going to be out the door in 2018, but unfortunately, he's insisting on hanging on to his Speaker of the House job until the new Speaker comes in, I guess, in January of 2019. So that's you know, and this has played out for the Democrats so far. Donald Trump has accomplished enormous things in a year and a half, but he has had to spend, as Paul says, there's 24 hours in a day. He has to spend an enormous amount of time dealing with all of the witch hunt attacks launched against him. Just think about, you know, what do we have here? We've got things like Stormy Daniels. We've got things like this. So I think her name is Karen McDougal, or maybe I'm misremembering her name. Maybe that's somebody, a good woman, actually, from the Clinton years. I don't know. There was a. He's got the. So pardon me if I confuse some names there, but we've got this guy that was raided, Cohen, the attorney Cohen. We've got Paul Manafort. We've got all this stuff that has nothing to do with Donald Trump's real program, has nothing whatsoever to do with why we elected Donald Trump to be our president. But the Democrats will just throw this stuff up continuously. Hopefully they'll run out. They'll run out of Stormy Daniels, and they'll run out of Attorney Cohen's and Paul Manafort's. And then there'll be some clearer sailing for Donald Trump in the six last years of his presidency. And just as a humorous note, I can add, well, we might repeal the constitutional amendment limiting a president to two terms. I forget the number of that amendment, but we could repeal that amendment and put Donald Trump in for a third term, as Franklin Roosevelt was elected to, and then a fourth term, which he only served a small portion of that fourth term. But we actually had a president who was elected four times in Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The constitutional limitation was passed largely as a result of that. People didn't want to see somebody in office for four terms. But I'd like to see Donald Trump in office for four terms. That would be enough time to really get something done. Well, if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443, and lines are open, so have at it. Let's look at some of the top stories. I'm looking here to pick out some good stuff for you to talk about tonight. Here we go. Hypocrite Acosta trashes conservative journalists who have a twisted and warped view of the media. This is this fellow who, at Trump rallies, folks are loving shouting CNN sucks to Jim Acosta. And during a Wednesday appearance on The Late Show, CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta discussed President Donald Trump and his criticisms of the press. It's not a big deal, right? Just say, you know, we're not the enemy of the people, Acosta told host Stephen Colbert. At the end of the day, you shouldn't be referring to journalists as the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. Acosta addressed Trump's treatment of the media, which he said many members of the media are fed up with. I don't think we do ourselves any good, Stephen, if we shy away from these hard questions. And, you know, my goodness, the way I look at it is, and this is the debate I have with my fellow journalists when we talk about this, is what if we just did nothing? Do we just sit back and do nothing in the face of that, he asked. Acosta said Trump supporters get their impression of the press twisted and warped by conservative outlets who just want to do the president's bidding. My sense of it, Stephen, of course, Stephen Colbert, what an ass Stephen Colbert is. My sense of it, Stephen, is that a lot of these folks, they get their impression of what we do by watching other conservative outlets. They look at other conservative websites, and these folks are focused on the coverage of the president's behavior more so than they are. There's a typo there. And to me, I think the president's behavior is more newsworthy than our coverage. But a lot of these folks out there, they're getting their sense of what we do twisted and warped by some people out there who just want to do the president's bidding. Of course, this is all mush. That's all George Orwell newspeak. The man didn't say a damn thing. And he's just throwing fluff up in your face. No, Jim Acosta, you are the enemy of the people. Your media monopoly has been the most important enemy of our people for a long time. Donald Trump has it exactly right. So I love it, Paul, that people like Acosta are having, they're having to kind of fight back in some way. They're having to acknowledge that Trump has identified them, and they're actually having to address it. So that's wonderful. And as you can see from that, the lingo that you just heard there from Jim Acosta, it's completely ineffective. He doesn't convince anybody with mush talk like that. Here's another good headline. Facebook is dropping. Facebook has been exposed in its censorship and its manipulation of people and of their personal information, and their stock has plummeted, and their popularity has plummeted. They may go from the second largest to the third largest website in the U.S. I'd like them to go a lot lower than that. Following months of scandals and bad news, Facebook could soon lose its spot as the second largest website to YouTube. Out of the pan and into the fire, in what analysts describe as a paradigm shift. Facebook has faced a number of issues in the past few months, including one of the biggest share price drops in Wall Street history. Shareholders attempting to oust CEO Mark Zuckerberg as chairman of the board. More questions surrounding election interference. And finally, the banning of InfoWars and Alex Jones from its platform has led to the social media masters of the universe facing criticism from multiple groups. It now seems that Facebook may be about to lose its status as the second most popular website in the U.S. And of course, the cash loss by Mark Zuckerberg is one of the largest personal losses in the history of wealth. According to SimilarWeb, which tracks such things, Facebook is about to be surpassed by YouTube as the second most popular website in America. And they're showing that YouTube's traffic will pull ahead of Facebook in the next few months. In 2016, just to show you why they're called masters of the universe, in 2016, Facebook was seeing a monthly visit figure of around 8.5 billion. But by July of this year, that traffic has dropped to approximately 4.7 billion monthly visitors. So that's quite a plunge, Paul, from 8.5 to 4.7 billion. That's cut in half. And YouTube has actually been increasing in this time, its monthly users reaching 4.5 billion last month. And the five top websites by traffic in the U.S. are Google, number one, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, and Yahoo, in that order. We'll be right back.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, that's us, folks, the politically incorrect. And the, a lot of the sting of that politically incorrect business has been taken away by Donald Trump, who is like us, politically incorrect, or we like him. And so it's kind of nice having the top man share your views. And the what's politically incorrect is becoming less so.
Yes.
You can't say the president is an outcast. The president is an outsider. The president is operating on the fringe. The president is a kook. but they're trying that. Of course, you have all these people actually on television saying the president is unbalanced.
Oh, yeah. You hear that all the time.
What's her face? Who... shacked up with Joe Scarborough. What's her name? Brzezinski. What's her first name? Mika. Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who shacked up with Joe Scarborough. She's actually numerous times said on television, Donald Trump is mentally ill. So, you know, they're actually trying that. But it doesn't work. It doesn't fly. He's the top man. He's obviously incredibly smart and incredibly healthy in every respect. We're talking about Facebook's running into some trouble here. And I was listing to you the top five websites. Let me find that list here for you again. I was going down the list. And it does show where this term "masters of the universe" is one you have to pay heed to, because these people have way too much power. Google gets 15.2 billion monthly visits a month. Facebook gets 4.7 billion. YouTube gets 4.5. Amazon 2.0, and Yahoo 1.9. Those are the top five websites, but it's a little worse than that because YouTube is owned by Google. So the top five now become the top four. And that's way too much power in the hands of people who are left-wingers who control the flow of information in the world. And there's a little bit of interesting history there. How did YouTube end up in the hands of Google? Google bought, let me just review my thinking here. Google bought YouTube in November of, when did they buy YouTube? They bought it for $1.65 billion in November of 2006. And YouTube is headquartered in San Bruno, California, but owned by Google. And there have been some other buyouts like that. PayPal, yeah, which was sort of brought into prominence by Elon Musk. PayPal was bought by eBay for $1.5 billion in 2002. By eBay, and of course those things are worth a way lot more money than that today. Let's grab another story here. This is good news. The Democrat lead in the August generic ballot drops to 2 points. Now, that sounds pretty arcane, doesn't sound very sexy, but it's pretty darn important. The latest round of polls that look at the generic ballot, which is just, are you going to vote Democrat or are you going to vote, do you plan to vote Republican, show a dramatic drop for Democrats as we head into the 2018 midterm elections. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Democrats enjoyed a 7-point advantage last week. As of Thursday, that lead has slipped to just 5 points. That 5-point lead, though, includes polls going back to mid-July, including an outlier Quinnipiac poll that gave Democrats a 12-point lead. If you look only at the four polls taken this month, the Democrat generic lead drops to an average of just 2 points. Now, that's a dead heat, folks. That's very good for Republicans. In all of these polls, the direction is good. For all these polls, things are moving in our direction in every one of these polls. We'll cover that and get to calls from Tom in Florida and George in Texas right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're gonna stand up and say so. I know you're lying, cause your lips are moving. There's no use trying, cause you ain't improving my opinion.
We're back, folks. And let's go to our callers. Tom in Florida, you're up first up. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yes, James, how you doing? That beautiful blonde that's on right now, she's so beautiful, and what a show she's got right now, that Liz on OAN Wheeler. She's something else, James. She's talking about that Linda Star sword, Arab. But here, James, the reason I called you is, first off, the Nika Dobrinsky or that what's the other meathead's name? Max Headroom looking guy. What's that? Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough. Joe, yes. Scarborough, he was a politician in Florida. I believe he used to be a Republican, but I don't know if it was her or him. One of them got divorced to get to shack up with either. I can't remember. But they're shacking up together, you know that. And I think she's the one that got divorced to be with him. I'm not 100% sure on that. It had one of those scandal sheets.
Well, Joe Scarborough, yes, he was the he claimed to be a conservative. He was a Republican congressman
right.
from the very conservative 1st Congressional District of the Florida Panhandle, the, also known as the Redneck Riviera, where I used to live in Panama City Beach, one of the towns there on the
right.
Florida Panhandle, a beautiful, beautiful snow white, they call it sugar white sand, and a beautiful azure water. But yes, Scarborough pretended to be a conservative. He wasn't at all at any point. And he came out, his true colors, revealed his true colors after, yes, he had some kind of an affair that cost him the it was something, it was worse than just an affair, and it cost, he had to get out of Congress. He was welcomed in the media. He turned out to be what we see him to be, this, what we've talked about for the last 2 days, this weird kind of creature that the Koch brothers are, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, who pretended to be a conservative. And these people now showing their true colors as never Trumpers. This is this weird.
Right, James.
This weird kind of person who has called, they've called themselves Republicans, and maybe clearing them out, clearing the deadwood out of the Republican Party, these fake conservatives. This is what Donald Trump is doing right now. Get these guys out of the Republican Party. Bring in, as they leave, bring in the real Americans, some of whom have been Democrats, but the real patriots. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, when if you ever see Scarborough take his glasses off, he has the most beady eyes. He looks like a little beady-eyed creature. If you see him when he takes his glasses off, they show it sometimes on Morning. You know, Mikko Brzezinski is one 2 years ago that says, "Welcome to the Morning Jew Show." Remember that? And they made a big stink that even a couple of networks were reporting on that. I mean, you can archive it.
Well,
and she said, "Welcome to the Morning Jew." But Scarborough, when he takes his glasses off, he has the most beady-looking eyes, like a little. it looks like he can barely see out of his eyeballs. And then I'm looking at, like, you're talking about, look at this guy, Paul Ryan. He looks like a grown-up Eddie Munster. Guy's a rhino, backstabbing rat.
Yes, I believe that people who are evil look evil. And so I think when you look at Robert Mueller's face, it's obvious. This guy is evil. And people that are really, whose faces are open and friendly, and like Donald Trump, it's very obvious what a good person... I think it's obvious in the face, and just think about others. You know, really evil people. I believe they show it in their faces, and we have.
Can I bring something up? Why I really call this? So I know you got other callers. The reason I really call this, you haven't heard a peep out of the media about this. Dianne Feinstein with the Chinese chauffeur, and this guy's a spy for the Chinese government. And how much information did he probably perpetrate out of out of her? That should be on the news 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and it turns out he wasn't a chauffeur. He was I believe, a chief of staff or one of the head people in her office. He was not. That was part of the effort at the brush off initially, is to say he was just a chauffeur. He was not. He was a key person for 20 years in her office. And yes, there's no discussion. It never happened. And Dianne Feinstein, who was the leading Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, I mean, nobody's got more access to vital American secrets than that person. And the Chinese had an agent working right there in her office all these years. And
James, that should be the biggest story on the media right now. That should be the biggest story hitting the media. And the other big story that should be covered by everybody, it's mainly the conservative outlets, is this Nancy Pelosi telling she had a meeting. I don't thought you had the footage on Hannity. And when she's basically saying, just be quiet, let's get the House back, and we're going to bring all you illegals in here, we're going to make sure you get citizenship. If Donald Trump should have her arrested immediately, like the mayor with the sanctuary city in Oakland. Nancy Pelosi and that mayor should be arrested, James. They should be arrested.
The reality is that, I hear what you're saying. But here's where Donald Trump, his statement that I may be your last chance, here's where that comes into the fore, is that we're reaching a tipping point. This is why perhaps Hungary, for sure, this is why Hungary and Viktor Orban are in better shape
than
we are.
That's what I'm watching right now, James. The tipping point, Liz Wheeler.
Hungary is a Hungarian nation. There is no large non-Hungarian population in Hungary. And the Hungarian people are like, really, they're like the people at a Donald Trump rally. It's a very unified, homogeneous, motivated group of people. But unfortunately for us, we have the Trump population in America, which is what the Republican Party has become. It has become the political party of European Americans, of white people. Now, non-white people are welcome in all of that. But it's just, you know, some things are so obvious, you kind of have to, you know, like, you know, duh, you have to kind of say it. If you go to a Trump rally, everybody, with there's a few exceptions, but everybody's white. And the Republican Party has become, and this may be a surprise for people who don't, who are younger, there was a time when the Democrat Party was a very white party. And the, and when in the South, for instance, all the conservatives, all of them were Democrats. And being a Republican was a kind of a disgraceful liberal thing to be in the South. But all of that has changed. And there's been this huge migration of conservative people, white people, into the Republican Party. There's been another tide going the other way of everybody who's to the left going into the Democrat Party. And then also the Democrat Party has become the party of the United Nations Party, the party of all the different races. So all the blacks in America, unfortunately, have been basically stampeded into the Democrat Party. Mexicans, Hispanics stampeded in, Asians in the Democrat Party, Jews are in the Democratic Party generally. And so that's now what we're facing, though, is a situation where this is like, what do you say? It's high noon, or you know, showdown.
This
at the
is a battle for this is a battle for this is a battle for the soul of our country. This is of the soul for this country, the founding fathers, the men who made this country. And that's what
it's kind of even at a more basic level than the founding fathers. It's at sort of the. We were talking about Charles Darwin and the what's the subtitle on Origin of Species, Paul? It's
We talked about it the other night.
The struggle. Did you say the struggle for life?
Yes.
The struggle for life. It's at the level, Tom, of a struggle for life. So that the at an even more primal level than any founding documents or any philosophical, political philosophies. We have a population in America that's not white, that has its own idea about they believe they own America. It's theirs. And we white folks, we believe it to be ours. And this is going to get really, really strange. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know.
James, can I say this? James, uh-huh. The founding fathers, when they found this country, when they were saying – from sea to shining sea, from due to the ambiguous ways, they weren't even looking at black and white, let alone brown. So when they were looking at sea to shining sea through the ambiguous ways, they weren't looking at black and white, and let alone brown, like I said. So, you know, you're right. The soul of this country is being ripped apart, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I agree with you. We try to get along, but you know what, James? It's not going to happen, because look at South Africa. They're in the majority. What's going on with South Africa?
Tom, hang on. You're packing a lot in there. The soul of the country being ripped apart. I don't know that that's happening. What we have is two countries. My soul's not being ripped apart. Paul's soul, he's not an American, but he's got the same problem in Canada. Our souls aren't being ripped apart. We're not agonizing over, you know, who we are and so on. What we have is, this is the problem. We have two really opposed countries. And unfortunately, the numbers, this is where Feinstein and Pelosi and the Clintons, they've made their bet. Bill Clinton said famously at a college appearance, he said, "I welcome the day that white America is a minority."
Yeah.
And
the silly, silly left-wing university students there in San Diego were applauding. It's like applauding when the doctor just tells you your father is dying today, and you applaud. And they're applauding their own replacement, the silly buggers.
Now, exactly. So, Tom, here's the situation. I don't think it's going to depend on the founding fathers or, you know, it's going to be raw power, just raw power. Now, in Hungary, they've got the power, so they can save Hungary, lock, stock, and barrel. Orban and his people.
They're trying to lock up George Soros right now.
Well, yes, okay. But I think they can save their country. The problem we have here in America is we may have to go a route of we may be needing something that could come under the heading of divorce. We may not, and hold on, Tom, let me finish my thought. We may, this population of people that don't identify with us, that don't agree with us, and they think their left-wing version of what they believe in is so opposed to us, and their numbers are so great. And here's the sad part, the scary part. Their numbers are growing. Our numbers are dropping. And it's not slowly, it's fast. So that they have this this smirk on their faces. You can see it on their faces. They know that they feel that the future is theirs because of this change in the demography. Demography is destiny. They know that. So we may be headed for something. And I don't know what form this will take, Tom, and everybody else out there. I don't know how do you shape a divorce? How do those of us who have an America we believe in, I don't know that we're going to be able to take the entire every square inch. But hang on, Tom.
I got a solution. I say pay every white woman to have 25 grand to have children.
Nope.
And like he said, the minority groups are breeding at geometric rates, and the white females are breeding
work.
At arithmetic
Tom,
rates.
Tom, doesn't work. If you got 25 grand in your burning a hole in your pocket, you can pay to every white woman. Go ahead. But there isn't going to be any way our government's going to be able to differentially pay white women and not, you know, yellow, brown,
well,
and black
women. It might happen
women.
One day, James. It might happen.
No.
Something might happen.
No.
Something similar
not
to
under
that.
The system
I don't
of,
know.
No. No, not under the system of government we have, where you can't discriminate between races. You can't do it. So privately, yes, privately, we may have some way where we as a people say, you know what, we're going to reward you. All you you wonderful white women out there, we're going to reward you. We're going to honor you. We're going to, you know, we're going to make it wonderful for you to have lots of babies. But we'll have to do that as a people. The government isn't going to be able to do that differentially between races. So
I don't know how,
and the question is, will we have to divide America? And those of us who believe in our version of America, we take one area, and these other people, these Clintonistas and these Alinskyites, they get their area. That may be.
James, I say build the wall. Just build the wall, James, and I'll stop a lot of this nonsense.
Well,
build
right.
that wall.
Build the wall. Well,
support
build the wall. The wall. Yeah. Build the wall will stop the influx.
40-foot tall.
Well, but here's the problem, Tom. The number of people already in this country who don't believe in your version of America is already humongous, and they are reproducing faster than we are reproducing. Okay, so I'm just saying I don't have an answer. But what's wonderful, and this is a change in political correctness, it is possible now to talk about the reality of this, that in order to preserve and to save our Western civilization, which Donald Trump talks about, and for this to put America first, and these crowds that Donald Trump attracts, which are wonderful, huge crowds of overwhelmingly white people, the solution will be different in different countries. Hungary can probably save itself, lock, stock, and barrel. Poland can probably do the same thing. Slovenia can probably do the same thing. Russia's, you know, is in some hot water. Russia has a lot of non-white people in Russia, even though they offloaded Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan and Azerbaijan. They offloaded those. They still have an awful lot of Muslims, for instance, in the Russia of today. So Vladimir Putin and white Russia, they have a problem. Some nations will have it. And nations like France has gotten scary. I believe somebody correct me in the audience if I'm wrong. I believe a majority of the children in the elementary grades in France are not white kids anymore.
No, that's correct, Dave. I can tell you. Yeah, named Muhammad. Most of the kids are named Muhammad. That is correct. I saw that in the USA Today paper
about Russia is they don't have the type of political correctness. We have in Western Europe and North America, where large numbers of white people hate themselves and don't really believe they have a right to continue to prevail. In Russia, they detest the third worlders, and nobody will lose a job or lose any face in saying so. They're a lot healthier.
Yes.
They haven't been as as
James, did you, James, one more thing. I know you got a caller. What about
Tom,
did you hear about the guy that fell off the wall 30 feet tall and he broke his legs and now he's at Palm Springs Hospital? Who's paying for that, James?
Yeah, you got it. Tom, thank you. Love you, brother. Let's get George in Texas in here. We missed him the other day. George, you're there. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello? Well, good. What's on your mind, George?
You know, the thing is about the censorship. You know, they're blaming, you know, Silicon Valley, the tech giants. But you got to go all the way back to the Chinese. And I think President Trump is going to be the one leader that's going to put China in its place, because these people in China, they're cowards because, you know, they're arrogant and they really know what real resistance is.
George, again, it's the 800-pound gorilla. The Chinese government is a total tyranny. There's no democracy in China. Xi Jinping was not elected. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
The good times ain't over for good.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And let me mention this as a closing thought with which to conclude today's show. I referred back to Charles Darwin and his book on the origin of species. By means of natural selection or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. That's the full title. On the title page there, let me look at the publication date, 1859 in London. And I'll tell you what, you know, in this quandary, what do we do? How do we save ourselves? I wish that Charles Robert Darwin were here today to help us answer that question. Now, just as a sidelight here, he actually is my eighth cousin. Another, and he lived from 1809 to 1882. I wish he were still with us. And we could avail ourselves of his wisdom on this question. What do we do now? I don't know that he could foresee the pickle that we're in now. I don't think he could.
Or the depravity on the part of much of our elite that don't want us to survive. And I keep coming back to the notion, every living creature seeks to preserve itself, even the lowly amoeba. And yet we've got white so broken down with white guilt and self-loathing that they don't want to preserve themselves, which fine, in which case I say blow your brains out, but they don't want us to preserve ourselves either.
Now, and this might be one opening that we have, folks. The liberals and the left, they pretend to honor Charles Darwin. They pretend, and Darwin, the importance of what Darwin came up with in The Origin of Species, realized that before that book, people really didn't have much of any idea as to the origin of species, really did not. And, you know, you have to point to the most important breakthrough in the history of all of science. You know, there's Galileo, there's Newton, but then there's Darwin. And it may well be that Darwin's realization as to how we got here is the most important in the entire history of science. And people like Dr. Kevin B. MacDonald, his field, evolutionary psychology, is entirely born of the work of Charles Darwin. So maybe there's an opening here for us, because those of us on the right who believe in the preservation of favored races and the struggle for life, we really believe in it with Charles Darwin. Maybe we've got an opening there. Another person that I wish were still with us is another cousin of mine. And that kind of reflects the fact that we are a closely knit family, we European Americans and we Europeans in general. And that's Madison Grant, who is my seventh cousin. And he lived from 1865 to 1937. So when Charles Darwin's Origin of Species was printed in London in 1859, he was not yet born. He would be born 6 years later. But I wish Madison Grant were here. And Madison Grant was like Charles Darwin. He was honored. He was the head, the academic head, really, of anthropology in America. He wrote, Madison Grant wrote, the Immigration Act and the Quota Act of 1920 and 24 for Warren Harding and Calvin Coolidge, respectively. Well, we'll come back to that thought. Where do we go? How do we get out of this pickle? In tomorrow's edition of the Trump Phenomenon. We'll see you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.